Go ahead.
Before NIV, I was just looking at the repeater journal here. There is a 146.61 in Sanford, North Carolina, southeast of Greensboro. So I don't know if that's going to cause a problem getting back here or not. Over.
Yeah, that probably would if he tries to use our frequency, but I doubt he'd, I seriously doubt he'd be able to get all the way down here on 6-1. He'd have to, like, go in on Mount Mitchell, and then we would have to link Mount Mitchell to our repeater, which would mean that as soon as he keys up Mount Mitchell, we would hear it over this 6-1 repeater here. And then as soon as we talk on the 6-1, it would go out on the Mount Mitchell repeater to him, and there would be no delay. That'd be the ideal solution. The less than ideal solution would be, yeah, for him to have enough power to key up our repeater. He's probably going to trigger that other 6-1 repeater and maybe even the one over in Johnson City as well. You're right. It'd have to be a very narrow beam.
Correct. And, yeah, I like the idea of the linking. I'm still woefully behind in the current technology for some of this stuff. Okay. Let me go back. K4NIV. I'll listen that out.
Hey, all options, all brainstorming is welcome, right? Because who knows? Who knows? That's how you learn. Anyway, appreciate it. Take care. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. It's a little bit late. If you would, please check in. Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. This is Gabriel. I'm mobile in Weaverville. Appreciate you calling the net. Have a good evening. I'll be in and out. Thanks.
W. Please check in. K4VKN. Allen in Piedmont. Negative and negative.
DJW. In Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4UPY, the Anson. Mobile in Seneca. Negative or negative.
DJW. Again, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landed Mobile Liberty. Negative, negative.
Okay, third shift has arrived. Net control, like to recognize. KN4TZW, that's Gabriel. He's mobile in Weaverville. Good to have you with us tonight, Gabriel. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Stay safe. And K4VKN, that's Alan over in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Alan. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. KN4UPY, that's Anson. He's mobile in Seneca. Good to have you with us tonight, Anson. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KG4WNP, that's Landon. He's mobile in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. You're sounding good on the mobile. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or if I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW.
OOC with a comment.
I missed that Echolink transmission. I didn't get my Echolink unmuted quick enough to hear that. Try that one more time.
KM4OOC with a comment.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Something to top the night off there that I thought was pretty funny. I was on the net on a Georgia repeater on Echolink a week or so ago, and after the net, this guy called me and I answered him. I could tell he was young, and he was telling me how great my signal was coming into Georgia from North Dakota. And he asked me some questions, and then he asked me how I was able to hit that repeater from so far away. What kind of system was I running? And I told him I was running stack 25s on a 1,000-foot beam with a 200-watt brick homebrew. And, I just had him intrigued. He just blew his mind. He couldn't believe it. And, there were some folks over in Echolink making comments. I strung him along for a couple of minutes, and then I explained to him what Echolink was and how it worked. And, he was going to, download it into his smartphone and his computer and learn about it. But, what turned into a fun time turned out to be educational for a new ham, so I guess it worked out okay. Great net tonight, Dave. Thank you. KM4OOC.
And not to mention, he got to learn about a new technology. That's always good, too. Always good to learn about new technology. And he had the capability right there on his phone and didn't even know it. Now he knows it and probably is sent off for his EchoLink node. Anyway, appreciate that, Mike. Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure to stop back by tomorrow night where it will be me, or unless John volunteers right before the net. And we'll get you checked in again tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.